BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Vatican says it's impossible to protect the Pope from attacks such as the one on Thursday night, when a young woman evaded security and attacked him at the Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. The Pope was unhurt and has carried on with his Christmas duties. From Rome, David Woolley reports.
The problem of providing effective security for the head of the Roman Catholic Church without cutting him off from his flock is a difficult challenge for his Vatican team of security advisers. Father Federico Lombardi, the official Vatican spokesperson, told reporters it was unthinkable to create an uncrossable wall between the Pope and his Catholic flock. The Pope uses a specially built armoured vehicle covered with bulletproof glass, the Pope Mobile, at open-air audiences in St. Peter's Square when the weather's fine and when he goes on tour abroad. But when he's moving about inside his own sovereign territory, the Vatican City State, he walks or travels around in a normal limousine.
The United States has condemned a video released by the Taliban of an American soldier they captured in Afghanistan in June. The family has called for his freedom. Imtiaz Tayeb reports.
The U.S. military has described the video, which features 23-year-old Bo Bergdahl, as a horrible act which exploits a young soldier, adding the decision to release the footage on Christmas Day as cruel. In the video, Private Bergdahl attacks U.S. leaders for their treatment of Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan and warns the U.S. it's no match for the Taliban. While it's not clear when the footage was shot, the U.S. military has said it would continue its search for the soldier. Private Bergdahl disappeared in southeastern Paktia province on June 30th and is the first U.S. soldier to be captured in Afghanistan since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001.
Pakistani fighter jets have targeted suspected militant hideouts in the Orakzai tribal agency southwest of Peshawar, killing at least 10 people. Officials say that those killed were militants, but witnesses said the bombs destroyed the house of a tribal chief, killing 3 women and 4 children. The army believes many Taliban commanders are hiding in the area. The leader of the worldwide Anglican Church, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, has used his Christmas sermon to criticise the damaging effects of modern life on children. He said they were being forced to grow up too quickly.
We shall test you relentlessly in schools. We shall bombard you with advertising, often highly sexualised advertising. We shall worry you about your prospects and skills from the word go. We shall do all we can to make childhood a brief and rather regrettable stage on the way to the real thing, which is independence.
The Archbishop also said that in countries racked by civil war, children were often abducted or turned into killers. World news from the BBC. A blizzard has forced scores of churches in the United States to cancel services. The snow and freezing rain has also caused travel chaos to millions of people across a huge swathe of the country. At least 18 people have died this week as a result of the treacherous weather conditions. Jane Waugh has the details.
The storm deposited snow and ice across the midsection of the United States, forcing some highways and airports to close. Thousands of people were left stranded as they attempted to travel to celebrate Christmas with their friends and families. Some churches were forced to cancel their Christmas services. The southern city of Texas was covered in 3 inches of snow, the first time the city has had more than a trace of snow on Christmas Day since 1926. A state of emergency has been declared in Texas, South Dakota, Oklahoma, and Minnesota.
Thai police say that the 5 crew members of a cargo plane that was found to be carrying tons of arms when it was seized at Bangkok airport 2 weeks ago have been ordered to be detained for a further 12 days while the authorities carry out more investigations. The ultimate destination of the aircraft has been the subject of speculation, with Sri Lanka and Iran among them, but the pilot has now said that the plane was heading for Ukraine. It was carrying rocket-propelled grenades, explosives and missile components, among other arms. The plane was seized after a flight from North Korea. And Queen Elizabeth, in her Christmas message, has expressed sadness at the number of British soldiers killed while fighting in Afghanistan. 106 have died there this year, the highest annual total since the Falklands conflict in 1982. And focusing on the Commonwealth, the Queen said that with its billion population under the age of 25 and its political, racial and religious diversity, the Commonwealth remained a strong force for good. BBC News.